Towards the end of today's daf, we discussed the question of using a mat for schach. And the conclusion was, well, if it's meant l'shchiva, it was earmarked for reclining, for lying, in which case it's a kli, then it's makabel tumah, and it cannot be used for schach. If it was specifically meant for covering, for sichuch, then certainly it can be used for schach. The question is, in the case of stomach, was unspecified. And according to the Tanakhama, if it's a large size mat, in which case its size is indicative of its intended function, which is presumably for coverage, so then it could be used for schach. But if it's a small sized mat, we assume it was meant for personal use, for shchiva, it's a kli, and pasul for schach. Now, this mat use has become pretty prevalent in recent years. They've been selling all these types of mats for schach. And a very popular type is the one made of soft, pliable reeds. I think it's called the guaya plant. And there are several shilos that may arise pertaining to these types of mats. So we speak about designation, what it's meant for. What happens in the following case? You have a certain kavana, but the minig hamakim is otherwise. Suppose he produces his mat for a sichuch, but the common usage of this type of mat in this type of place is for shchiva. So what happens then? Do we follow the manufacturer's intent, or do we follow minig hamakim machlokes rishonim? Some say it all depends on the one who's making it. If his kavana is for schach, then go ahead and use it. The Rosh disagrees. He says even if the intended purpose during manufacture is for sichuch, but if minig hamakim is otherwise, you shouldn't use it because it could be ma'ir chashad, it can rouse suspicion. It may appear like he's using a kli for his schach. And this is very pertinent. I remember reading years ago when they started producing these mats, so they sent a team of mashkichim down to Africa where these reeds grow to confirm, to ascertain the minag hamakim of the Africans. And they were able to verify that in this specific locale, these mats were mostly used for roofing purposes over their thatched huts. It was not meant for sitting, in which case it is roi for schach, in line with the chumrah of the Rosh, that the only way it would be good for schach if the minig hamokim in that place where you're manufacturing it is indeed for schach use. So it's quite amazing that the practice of the Africans down in Africa can affect the kashrus of my mat over my sukkah over North America. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that the mashkichim have to ascertain that not only is the kavana of the manufacturer appropriate, but the minig hamokim is compatible with that as well. I actually once noticed them selling some bamboo mats for like half the price. It was really, really cheaper than the regular mats. And upon inspection, I noticed it was made in China. I had no hechsher. It was made in China, and that's problematic. Discussing with a rav afterwards, it was pretty clear that these things are not kosher, because in China, these mats are used for sitting. They sit on mats while they have their meals. In which case, your kavana doesn't really change the halacha. The mat was meant for shchiva, for sitting, for yeshiva. It's a kli, and it's possible for schach. What other shiloh can arise when it comes to these mats? The Shevet HaLevi, or Vosner, has a discussion regarding perhaps applying gzeiras tikra to a mat. When I'm going to use a wide board, it resembles construction material. So somebody was ma'ir the shiloh that, you know, these mats are as a single unit. It's not like the mats discussed in the Gemara where they were braided and, you know, it wasn't really connected to each other. It wasn't sewn together. It wasn't connected. Here we have the mats which are pretty much connected together by way of threading and sewing. And perhaps it's considered one single unit. And if it's wider than four tefachim, it perhaps should be included in the Gzeiras Tikra. Shevet HaLevi maintains there's no such concern. It's different than your typical board, which is hard and stiff. It appears like roofing material as opposed to a mat, which is soft and pliable, and it's meant to be rolled up. There are individual strips meant to be rolled up, so although they're tied together as one unit, but it certainly doesn't appear anything like a flat board, in which case he says certainly there's no problem of Gzeiras Tikra and their kasher for use.